Now, say, for example, you had 100 patients who all presented with sinusitis, and they were all given an antibiotic to see if it helped. Now, because there are 100 people, in this Kate's diagram, there would be 100 faces spread between yellow, green, red, smiling, and frowning. So firstly, it's worth understanding what these different faces represent. There are two types of good outcome and two types of bad outcome. The two good outcome faces are your green smiley face and your yellow smiley face. And your two examples of a bad or negative outcome are your red frown face or your green smiley face with a red cross that goes through it. Let's start with the two good outcome faces first. So your green smiley face represents those patients that ended up without sinusitis, but it was nothing to do with the treatment, i.e. they were going to get better themselves, the antibiotic neither made a positive nor a negative difference, and they ended up happy because the sinusitis cleared away. Now the yellow faces also ended up with a good outcome, but this was because we did some good. So the antibiotic that we gave changed it from a bad outcome into a positive outcome. So our action had a positive outcome. Remember, the green faces would have got better anyway, whether we gave treatment or not, but these yellow faces would not have got better unless we gave them antibiotics. Now the two negative or bad outcomes. Firstly, the red frowning face. This is someone that we couldn't help. So someone who started with sinusitis, we gave the antibiotic, but they still ended up with sinusitis, i.e. our antibiotic didn't have any positive outcome at all. The other bad outcome face is the green smiley face with a cross through it. Now, this is someone that actually got better, so the sinusitis cleared, hence it's the green smiley, but our implantation, our antibiotic, ended up giving them a negative result because we caused an adverse outcome. So, for example, the antibiotic may have caused diarrhea or vomiting, which changes it from a positive outcome into a negative outcome because the antibiotic has caused harm. So to understand a Kate's diagram, you first need to understand those four faces: a green smiley, a yellow smiley, a red frown, and a green smiley with a red cross through it. Now, a Kate's diagram is a visual representation of benefits or risks of treatment. So if you're representing these results of our 100 sinusitis patients, you would see a diagram with 10 rows of 10 faces. The majority would be green smiley faces, i.e. people who got better of their own accord. For example, 80 of these patients may have ended up with green smiley faces because 80 got better regardless of what we did or not.